Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am your host, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Dave Anderson is our guest. We're celebrating his 15th anniversary with us. President of Dave Anderson's Learn to Lead, author of How to Deal with Difficult Customers, also How to Run Your Business by the Book. How many, 29, 30, 40 books? How many books now, Dave?
The last one was Unstoppable, and which has just launched in China and is doing really well over there.
Good for you.
Yeah, so it's been a fun run.
Right. Well, it's good to have you here. Thank you again for being here. LearnToLead.com, right, is the website?
That is correct, sir.
So in the previous two segments, we talked about having a killer instinct, which is about having goals to accomplish what you want and working harder than anybody at accomplishing those goals and winning because of that. And then we also talked about how that kind of an attitude helps you to become tougher mentally. We talked about the mental toughness, and both of those are those intangibles that I like to talk about. You know, coaches talk about intangibles will help you win games in business and in life, I think. But in business, you've got the tangibles of the fundamentals, but you also have the intangibles, and both of these are intangibles. I also think achieving happiness is an intangible to success. But how do we instill all these things, these intangibles, like mental toughness in our people?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, you're not born with killer instinct or mental toughness, but they can be developed. So let's look back at that definition, a measure of confidence and resilience that predicts success of business. So how do we build confidence in our people? We got to get them out of their comfort zone. They're going to be they're going to feel confident doing what's comfortable, but they're not going to grow until they're doing things they haven't done. So I was using an example before we took the last break. You got a salesperson that's making 10 calls a day. They do a good job, 10 quality calls, and they've got a routine that supports it. It really doesn't challenge them like it once did. We have to do what I call raise their basis. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to, not unreasonably, but we're going to bring it up to 12. Or if you're making 10 a day and you want to increase your own mental toughness, you bring it up to 12. That's going to be a little different. It's going to be a little awkward. You're going to maybe have to tweak your routine a little bit to get in those calls. But you build mental toughness in others just like you build a muscle. Think about how you build a muscle, Jim. Does a muscle get stronger when it's at ease? No. It has to be doing something. And so you have to have resistance. A muscle grows through resistance. It grows through repetition,
and it grows through adding weight. Giving them the opportunity to fail? Isn't that where
mental toughness comes from? Isn't part of
mental toughness discovering what doesn't work?
Well, yeah, because that's part of resilience, and that's part of what mental toughness is. Resilience
if you don't know if you can believe in yourself if you've never tested yourself.
You don't, and you have to learn how to recover, take another shot, how to overcome the disappointment. And that's what resilience is, what really makes you so unstoppable. But, okay, I lost. I didn't get the sale. I didn't get the customer. Let me see. It didn't happen to me. It happened for me. Let me find a way to use this, and let me come back and stronger, wiser, and better than before. And you don't get that if you don't fail. You don't get that if you don't make mistakes and have some losses along the way.
And if you're going to help them be mentally tough whenever they make a mistake, of course, you've got to give them the authority and the responsibility and the authority. They've got to be able to make a decision that puts whatever they're deciding to do has to be in some jeopardy. If it doesn't work, then your response to them is to what I call redeeming them. Dave, I want to see what you think about this. I call it redeeming them with these words. What did we learn?
That's right. That's right. What did we learn? And that's a great question. And now what are you going to do with it? Because you got to get them to take another shot. You fall off the horse, you figure out what you did, and you get on, and you take another shot. And so that's how we need to create the conditions for that. And a lot of organizations don't. I mean, in some organizations, it's like failure is fatal, and mm-hmm. everything is a matter of life and death. And if everything's a matter of life and death in your company, your people are going to be dead a lot, and they're going to stop right. trying, stop changing,
well,
stop stretching.
And they're also going to go, in this day and time, with it, when it's a seller's market, they're going to go work somewhere where who aren't killing them. Hey, Dave, I got to wrap
right.
it up. Give us the website one more time, please.
LearnToLead.com, LearnToLead.com. We have something there, Jim, called the Insiders Club with hundreds of free articles and videos at LearnToLead.com. Join the
check
Insiders
it out.
Club.
It's a great resource.
Free.
You'll thank me later, as you will, Dave. Hey, Dave, good job again today, and thanks for 15 great years. Let's do 15 more.
Let's do it, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Dave Anderson, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Dave joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.